So you're an attorney, and you've decided to go out on your own. Now what? You need a plan, and you're not alone. Join expert host Adriana Linares and her distinguished guests on New Solo. Tune in to the lively conversation as they share insights and information about how to successfully run your law firm. Here on Legal Talk Network.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of New Solo on Legal Talk Network. I'm Adriana Linares. I'm your host. I'm a legal technology trainer and consultant, and I help lawyers and law firms use technology better. Today's going to be a great episode. I'm very excited about today's guest, Neil Squilanti from TechnoLawyer. And I'm, of course, having a great day because this is my week at the San Diego County Bar Association. So that's where I'm recording from today. But before we get started, I want to make sure and thank our sponsors. Answer One is a leading virtual receptionist and answering service provider for lawyers. You can find out more by giving them a call at 800-ANSWER-1 or online at answerone.com. And that's answer1.com. Thanks to our sponsor, Clio. Clio's cloud-based practice management software makes it easy to manage your law firm from intake to invoice. Try it for free at clio.com. And that's clio.com. LawClerk is where attorneys hire freelance lawyers. There are no sign-up or monthly fees, only pay the flat fee price you set. Increase your profits, not your overhead. Learn more at lawclerk.legal, and they're offering a rebate for New Solo listeners. That's a $300 rebate after your first project, and you'll use the code NEWSOLO300 to get that. Thank you to them for that. We'd like to welcome our new sponsor, courtfiling.net. E-file court documents with ease in California, Illinois, Indiana, and Texas. If you file in Los Angeles Superior Court, you know that e-filing has recently become mandatory, and courtfiling.net is there to help. All right. Got through that administrative stuff. Hey, Neil.
Hey. Hey, Adriana.
How are you?
Good. Glad to be here. It's my debut on New Solo.
I know. I can't believe I haven't had you on before. I should have you on as a regular, especially considering some of the things we're going to talk about today. So I'm sorry I missed you in New York City at Legal Week last week. How was it?
It was great. You missed out on some good parties, good events, and a great trade show, actually.
You know, I don't know if I've told you this or if you've heard this from me before, but I call myself a Floridian because I'm Floridian and I don't travel well into cold weather, and I'm always ill prepared as far as clothing goes. So I had planned to be there. You and I actually planned to host some, you know, wine outing together. And when I looked at the weather, I flew. So I left San Diego, flew to Las Vegas for the ABA mid-year meeting and to see Van Morrison in concert. And then looked at the weather in New York and said, I am not going to expose myself to that weather. So literally, because it was cheaper to do this, flew to JFK from Las Vegas, sat in the airport for 3 hours, and hopped on an airplane back to Florida.
That is actually the best way to experience winter in New York. Yeah. is indoors.
Could not bring myself, you know, because people say, well, you won't spend that much time outside. But the thing is, you do. Even just waiting for the cab outside of JFK, I was like, forget it. I'm just going to go to where it's warm. And it was beautiful down there. So I'm bummed that I missed all the activity. And I love that week and all the stuff that happened. So maybe next year.
We'll see you next year.
Yeah, for sure next year. I wish they would move it to June or July, that damn conference.
Or to Las Vegas.
Gosh, yeah. San Diego, Orlando. How about New Orleans? You know, we do good conferencing in New Orleans. Neil, tell our listeners, in case they haven't heard of TechnoLawyer, which would be crazy if they haven't. By the way, listeners, if you have not gone to technolawyer.com and subscribed, please do that while you're listening to this episode, unless you're driving. But Neil, tell us a little bit about TechnoLawyer and what it does for the industry and how readers can subscribe and the newsletters and all that, because it's such a great resource.
Sure. Thank you. TechnoLawyer is, in my opinion, the leading resource for lawyers and others in the industry interested in topics like legal technology, law firm management, marketing, all the associated things with running a law firm. And we publish a bunch of email newsletters for lawyers. And what we do is we curate the legal web for you. So our newsletters are the only ones you need, pretty much. By the way, we link to virtually all the Legal Talk Network podcasts in our various newsletters.
Yes. And then they go to technolawyer.com, create an account, and then just through a very simple checklist can check all of the email newsletters that they would like delivered to their inbox.
Exactly. And the price is right too. It's free.
It's free. And then tell us a little bit about what those different publications are.
Yeah, well, let me start with the one we're going to focus on today, TL Newswire. We refer to that as the gold standard in legal technology journalism. And you'll see why in a few minutes. But we cover new products in depth in that newsletter. So it's the best way to stay on top of what's going on in product development for lawyers. And another interesting newsletter that you used to be involved with, Adriana, mm-hmm. is Blog World, which is our newsletter that keeps you apprised of everything that's going on in legal technology and the larger technology world as well. Everything from iOS tips to the latest laptop reviews to law practice management tips and so on and so forth.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites. You know, I curate myself a lot of articles, or I should say I try to tweet, retweet, and I've got a couple of places where all those things go, and I always just go straight to Blog World. Why would I bother culling the entire internet for the best articles of the week when it comes to legal technology and practice management when I can just open up Blog World? So yeah, that's definitely one of my favorites. Well, good.
Thank you. Yeah, not only that, but we also categorize everything for you. So this way, if your only interest is practice management, you can go right to that section.
Yeah, I agree. It's really, really well done. So good. And you're right. The price is right. It's free. We love it. All right, so let's talk about TL Newswire. This is very cool. It's we're going to talk about your top 25 product awards for 2019. And tell us a little bit about how this list of award winners comes about.
Sure. Well, we get together in a smoke-filled room. And no, I'm just kidding. Actually, we at Technolor have nothing to do with these awards, really, except to just count up all the votes. So the way this works is, in each issue of TL Newswire, we, as I mentioned, report in depth on a new product. And by new product, it can be a new version of an existing product. And of course, in these articles, we link to that product's website. These links are trackable. And so as our subscribers read these articles and then click on these links, they're actually voting. And they don't even realize they're voting. So these awards, if we count up all those clicks, and the 25 products with the most clicks win the TL Newswire Top Products Award. And the great thing about it is that this is a true grassroots award that reflects genuine interest among the subscribers.
Yeah, I love it. It's like an interest meter for your readers.
Yeah, exactly. That's a great term.
And you have about how many contributors do you think, or not contributors, but readers are clicking through you? Because you've got a really great reader base.
TL Newswire has about a little more than 10,000 subscribers. As far as the click data, that's confidential. But, you know, a lot of people do click in these articles. And of course, as people will see today, we're going to talk about the 25 that got the most clicks.
Yeah. Well, great. Let's get started. Let's count down. Like, I was thinking we should count up in the irreverent way that I do a lot of things. But, oh, that would be so anticlimactic. So let's count down. Number 25.
Number 25, Amicus Attorney. And this is one of three awards for Abacus Next, which a few years ago acquired Amicus Attorney. So Amicus Attorney is one of the godfathers of practice management.
Yeah, definitely
been around
an OG.
For a long time. Yes. What's OG?
An original gangster. Don't worry. I just learned that myself when somebody called me that. And I was like,
I need to study up on my pop culture references.
Definitely. So an OG of practice management programs, Amicus Attorney, without a doubt.
Yeah. And, you know, now that they're in the Abacus Next family, they've been able to add a bunch of new features that platform provides, such as you're able to host it in Abacus Private Cloud, which is a sort of desktop in the cloud environment. You can take client payments through Abacus Payment Exchange. Now it has court rules through Abacus Court Rules. But most significantly, and the primary reason for their award, is they launched a mobile app that runs on iPhone and Android.
Oh, excellent.
And the cool thing about it is you can record calls and email messages and record the time you spent on them and automatically create a time record.
Excellent. Okay, sounds good. What about number 24?
24 is TimeSolve. This is cloud billing software. So if your firm has complex billing needs, chances are TimeSolve can handle it. I recently had dinner with the CEO, a guy named Raza Hassan, and really interesting backstory. TimeSolve was originally owned by Thomson Reuters, and Raza was working there as a product manager. And he got together with some outside investors, acquired TimeSolve, and he's been the CEO ever since. This is many years ago. And ever since then, he's grown it into one of the leading billing products out there. What's also really interesting about TimeSolve, particularly for small firms that really don't have the resources to hire an entire back office and perhaps are struggling to find a good bookkeeper who understands the legal market, is they have something called TimeSolve outsourced legal billing, which can actually become your back office and mail bills to clients. And if you have large clients that use e-billing system like Leeds, they can even submit your bills to the Leeds system.
That's great. I love that sort of service. You know, I will tell lawyers and clients, as much as you can, outsource what you can. That makes sense. And that sounds like a great solution. So
yeah, and they have you approve everything before everything goes out. So it's almost as if you really do have your own back office working for you.
That's great. Well, great. If that sounds like something of interest to y'all, please go take a look at that, because I know a lot of firms aren't able to collect what's due to them because they just can't get the bills out.
Yes, that is important.
Tell me about number 23.
Number 23, Docomoto 4.0. This is a Mac-based document management system.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I recently interviewed the CEO, Neil Cameron, for a Learn paper. Learn papers are research reports. They're, in my opinion, the best research reports in the industry. And the interesting thing that I learned as far as this company's backstory is that a lot of their customers are new law firms. And these law firm founders know one thing when they start their law firm: they don't want to use Windows. And so they use a Mac for their new law firms. But then they eventually realize that the Finder, which is the sort of the underlying visual environment for Macs, is not a very robust document management system. So they look around, and Docomoto pretty much has a monopoly on document management for Macs. So anyway, with version 4, they added a more Finder-like interface and also very sophisticated email filing. Mm. So you can automatically file email messages in your document management system.
From within Mail, I take it.
Actually, it's at the server level.
Oh, excellent. Okay. I'm going to remind my listeners that I am a huge advocate, if not total pusher, for sophisticated document management system in a law firm, whether you are one or 100. So if you are a Mac user, please take a look at this product. It sounds like it's going to solve a lot of problems. If you're a solo, I feel like it's okay. You can kind of get away for a minute without a document management system. But the minute you add a second person, even if it's a part-time assistant or anything like that, I just think good document management is critical. So please look into sophisticated document management systems. Finder, Explorer, those aren't going to cut it. Dropbox doesn't cut it. OneDrive and Google Drive, they don't cut it. Please look at specific products built for lawyers and helping you manage your documents better. Okay, number 22, also a critical part of managing your law firm.
Yeah, so this is a Florida company.
Are they?
Yeah, this is Nordic Backup. And really interesting philosophy behind their software. Their philosophy is, yes, of course, they're called Nordic Backup, so they take care of backing up your data, including open databases like Outlook and QuickBooks, which some products don't do. But their philosophy is that they focus really, and their chief differentiators, on the restoration side. Because let's face it, you could take an external hard drive, plug it in, and copy all your files over, right? So that's a backup, you know, essentially. Not as sophisticated, of course, but the hard problem is, what happens if you need to restore 5, 10, 15 PCs quickly because you're out of business otherwise? And thanks to incorporating Shadow Protect, which is the leading restoration software, you can get up and running quickly with Nordic Backup, not just after something like a natural disaster, but also after a ransomware attack.
Right. That's exactly what I was thinking. Okay. Well, good. That sounds great. And then 21...
21, Abacus Law. So this is the second award for Abacus Next. And this is a practice, this is also an OG, I suppose, practice management product. So because it's on the Abacus Next platform, you can host it in Abacus Private Cloud. It has court rules. And one of its chief differentiators is with regard to intake. Abacus Law has what's called Practice Area Solutions, or PALS for short. And these are very practice area specific workflows to make sure you don't miss anything in a typical personal injury case or real estate transaction, whatever your law firm does. These are checklists, documents, et cetera, that automate the processes.
Can you tell me the main difference? Like, why would a lawyer choose between either Amicus or Abacus Law? Are they similar or different?
Well, they're similar with regard to their core feature sets. Okay. I think where they do differ, for example, if intake is very important to you, you have a high volume personal injury practice, then Abacus Law might make more sense. And there are probably various other reasons once you explore the products.
Great. Excellent. That's right. Because they've got the practice area legal solutions. So they do have those practice areas. So you might go look at them and see if they've built a PALS for your area of practice. That sounds good. Number 20.
20. This is the first of two awards for NetDocuments, which I know you know well, that product well.
I love NetDocuments.
Yeah, NetDocuments is likely the leading cloud document management system. Speaking of document management, obviously that's a topic that runs through these awards. And there was a product out there called KM Thread, which was essentially sort of like, if you're familiar with Microsoft Teams or Slack, these are internal chat systems. And Thread KM was similar, except focused on the legal market. It was acquired by NetDocuments, and now it's called ND Thread. And the big advantage of using ND Thread instead of something like Slack is that your conversations, your chat conversations, get stored in NetDocuments in the right manner. So this way, nothing is an information silo.
We should say, too, just out loud, in order to get ND Thread, you've got to be a subscriber to NetDocuments to start. So you can't get ND Thread without NetDocuments, guys.
That's right.
Which I love. And again, back to that conversation about practice management programs. And again, if you're a solo or a small firm, don't think for one second that these products are unattainable, that they're too expensive. They're actually all reasonably priced as far as the document management systems go. So definitely look into those. Okay, number 19, another one of my favorites.
19, Casetext. Yeah, there's a lot of activity in startup companies in the legal research space, and Casetext is one of them. And they eliminate the need, in many cases, to have to formulate your own search queries, which is, you know, one of the most difficult things about legal research and one of the most time-consuming things. So instead, they've built an AI system called CARA, C-A-R-A. And what you do is, let's say you get a brief from opposing counsel. You simply upload that, and in an instant, CARA in Casetext spits out all the cases in that brief, but also additional related cases that perhaps opposing counsel is hoping you won't find, or that opposing counsel didn't find, that may help you make better arguments in your brief.
That's great. You know, I call Casetext another one of my favorites, and it is. But when it comes to the legal research world, I feel like all the new and, quote, alternative legal research tools are my favorites. There's just so much good stuff going on in that world.
Yeah. And by the way, one other cool thing. I was a managing editor on the UCLA Law Review, and Casetext may very well put managing editors of law reviews out of business, because when you copy, say, a quote from a case, you can copy the Blue Book citation, so you don't have to formulate the Blue Book citation yourself anymore.
It's brilliant. I love it. All right, number 19. Now, this is one of those ones I've never heard of.
This is number 18.
18, sorry.
Novo Compare. If you're exchanging complex documents like contracts with clients or other lawyers, you eventually might run into some limitations or annoyances with Microsoft Word's built-in track changes. And so when you go out to look for a more robust document comparison product, you're going to find three or four products out there. And you know, they're all very good. And the differentiator for Novo Compare is that's actually the lowest priced product out there. So it may appeal to your audience of solos and small firms. And one of the cool things about it is that, number one, you can magnify the changes, which are, speaking of vision issues for middle-aged people like us. And you can also very quickly, if you have a lot of documents to compare, let's say you get three versions back from different people, there's a tool called Quick Compare, so you can rapidly get those comparisons running.
This thing sounds awesome. Can I tell a personal story real quick? So my boyfriend is a lawyer and gets very complex commercial leases back and forth. And a couple days ago, he just uses Word's native compare, which for the most part is really fine. You know, if you know how, what you're doing and you know how it works, it's fine. But for some reason, it kept crashing. We couldn't figure out what the problem was. And I said, well, let me look at the document, right? So I look, and there's a giant table in it. And that's where Word just couldn't, like, it threw up, could not stomach this giant table. So what was interesting was, when we changed the view, instead of being in like layout view, which is the normal view where you can see the page breaks and the headers and footers, we just switched it over to what they now call web layout, but it was called draft mode. And then it ran. So anyway, long story short, I sent this to him and I said, please go buy this for $99 because this looks great, sounds great. And for $99, why wouldn't you even just try it? It's just so reasonably priced. So that's great. And I'm excited to hear about the Quick Compare. That sounds like a very good product, very reasonably priced.
And one thing with tables too is there can be a lot of spacing issues with tables, and Microsoft Word might pick those up as changes when you go back and forth, but they're really not changes at all. And Novo Compare will ignore that stuff.
Excellent. That sounds like a great product. It's on my list to learn more. Tell me about number 17.
17, Simply Agree. So back in the day, when I was a young lawyer, FedEx had a cottage industry for deal closings because lawyers would have to overnight signature pages to all the parties signing an agreement. Email eventually killed that business for FedEx. But email only solved the problem of having to get to FedEx by 9 o'clock. It didn't really solve the organization problem. Things are still all over the place, very hard to project manage. So what Simply Agree does is it centralizes all of the closing signature pages into a cloud app so that you can see who assigned, who needs to be nagged again, and so forth. And then when everyone has signed all the signature pages, you can, with one click, create a closing binder to send everyone. So it solves, it's a very simple tool that solves an important issue, because obviously half the lawyers in this country are negotiating deals for a living.
Yeah, no kidding. No, that's great. I love that one too. It's on my list. Number 16, I just had the founder of Number 16 on my last podcast.
Yeah, and I saw the founder at Legal Tech, actually. And if you were there, we could have all met up together. Next year. Lawmatics is a really interesting product. It's the only one of its kind, as far as I know, in the legal industry. So people have probably heard of Salesforce and various other products out there that fall under the term marketing automation. What these products do, and they can get very expensive, are things like drip campaigns. For example, a prospect fills out a form on your website, and then you send that person a series of email messages to qualify them without having to waste any of your human resources on that person until they become a qualified lead. So it's very cool stuff, but it can get very expensive, and none of those products out there care about the legal market or know anything about it. So what Lawmatics is, it's a marketing automation except designed for the needs of law firms. It's also much cheaper than many of the products out there, which is great. And for example, it can do drip campaigns, but in addition, because it's focused on the legal market, when a person converts from becoming a lead to becoming a client, it can actually send that person an engagement letter to sign.
Yeah, it's brilliant. And so Matt Spiegel, who's the founder, had originally broken into the legal technology world by developing MyCase, which he ultimately sold and then came back into the industry with this product. And I think it's well-designed and it's priced affordably. So that's a great product to have on your list. Number 15.
Number 15, Firm Central. So this is a Thomson Reuters product, and it's emblematic of an important trend going on in practice management software. And this is what I call the new development of all-in-one practice mm-hmm. management systems. So these are your core practice management features and billing, of course, but also full financial accounting. So in other words, a replacement for QuickBooks. And the advantage of all these products cropping up that include accounting is that because they're under the same umbrella as all your client data, the accounting system can do a lot more because it knows a lot more about your firm than QuickBooks ever could. And so to give you an example, in Firm Central, which now includes accounting, there's a feature called auto posting, which can automatically post client payments into all the proper accounts automatically without your back office having to do any of that work.
That's great. You know, when I talk to lawyers who are looking for an all-in-one, it's the biggest problem right now in the chasm of practice management programs, which is if you pick what I refer to as a modern practice management program, it's going to be cloud-based, but it's not going to be an all-in-one for the most part. Actually, you had on last year's TL Newswire Top 25 Cosmolex, which Cosmolex is one of the few cloud-based practice management programs that includes accounting. And so this is the problem I get into as a consultant is when they call and they go, well, we want something that's an all-in-one, and then, you know, point them to cloud-based, and then they're not. So you've got to add on QuickBooks, like you said. And so I will always say, I know, believe me, I can't believe it either. It's 2018 or 2019, and we still don't have a lot of good modern all-in-one solutions. So this sounds like something that firms who are looking for something like that can take a look at. Real quick, though, this is probably going to be Windows-based and desktop, right?
No, this is cloud.
Oh, it's cloud. Okay, good. Okay, yeah. Cloud. Oh, excellent. So
Yeah, my take on this is Thomson Reuters owns ProLaw, which is a legacy product that mm-hmm. does full, you know, accounting and so forth. Firm Central is their more modern cloud-based product that runs just in any web browser.
Oh, great. Okay.
And one thing to add on this topic, because it is an important topic, mm-hmm. I'm very bullish on all-in-one products and think that's where we're headed. The only thing holding them back are accounting firms.
Agreed.
Because CPAs want QuickBooks.
And they do.
And they can strong arm a lot of law firms into using QuickBooks or thinking they need to use QuickBooks.
Right. And I'll tell you one of the things I see with my clients a lot, which makes me come unglued, is the accountants that won't go to QuickBooks Online. And I've had two firms in the past 6 months that were forced by their accountant to buy QuickBooks Desktop, where now you run into a different problem where if you have gone to a cloud-based practice management program, it's not going to work with Desktop. It's going to go to online. So yeah, I think the accountants are definitely doing a lot of the blocking sometimes when it comes to these, especially if you're a smaller firm and you kind of are at the mercy of your accountant. Push back, you guys. Hold your ground.
Since you mentioned that, let me put in a quick plug for Cohn Resnick, which is our accounting firm.
Sure.
And we use QuickBooks Online. We're not a law firm, obviously, so QuickBooks is the best fit for us. And they have a login and they can access our data anytime they want. So they are totally on board with at least that aspect of modern accounting.
I love it. How do you spell it?
CohnReznick.
Excellent. Okay, number 14.
Number 14 is Clio, which is a product you know well,
mm-hmm.
And actually I've worked with quite a bit. I'm sure you know better than I do, so I should probably turn this over to you. But let me, some interesting things going on at Clio. So of course, Clio is the 800-pound gorilla of cloud practice management. You know, you ask around the industry, including at competitors, and people will say that, you know, Clio is the biggest product out there. They recently got into the client intake game when they acquired Lexicata.
Mm-hmm.
So this is that important part of the process right when a lead becomes a client. So last month, they actually split the product in two. So now they have something called Clio Grow. And you could probably speak more to this than I can, but my take is, my understanding is Clio Grow is using Lexicata technology for client intake.
Mm-hmm.
And then the core product that was always known as Clio is now called Clio Manage.
Mm-hmm.
And if you use them together, it's called now Clio Suite. But anyway, the reason for this award, this is for Clio Manage, and because of new features like Outlook integration, batch billing, where they actually went and spent time in 60 different law firms to figure out how law firms send bills out, and also the add time tool for capturing unbilled activities.
Excellent. So Clio has long been one of my favorites as well. And it's a lot of that has to do with the fact that I go back in time as far with Clio as I do with Technolawyer. So you know, I've just known the product for a really long time, but I will say, and I always say with all honesty, that the document management system that's built into Clio is awful. It's basically a flat document management system. Of course, it integrates with Dropbox and OneDrive and Google Drive and all that. But I rarely install Clio into a law firm without a net documents for the most part. So if you haven't taken a look at a cloud-based practice management program and Clio is on your short list, actually any of the cloud-based practice management programs, back to my mantra of please add a sophisticated document management system. Neil, do you know if DocMoto integrates with any of the modern cloud-based practice management programs just off the top?
I don't know offhand, but
yeah,
it is very Mac focused though.
Yeah.
And it, you know, in being a document management system, well, I suppose NetDocuments got around this somehow, but the application that you use it through is also runs on a Mac. It's a native application.
Yeah. Well, back to our original point, which is just go and study and look at these document management systems and please get one. What about lucky number 13? Man, I love the guys that run this company.
Yeah, great company, a well-run company. This is their first of two awards in the TL Newswire Top 25 Products of 2019. And this is their eponymous accounting and billing product called Tabs 3. And the name of the company is Tabs 3 Software. And what they did with version 19 is that they redesigned the entire product top to bottom, every screen. So it's much more modern, takes advantage of large screens that we're all using nowadays. Users can pin active matters to the navigation panel so you can customize things and access information more quickly. A very mature, stable, robust billing and accounting system.
Yeah, I agree. And this is going to be Windows only.
Exactly. That's Windows only.
Okay.
The one we'll talk about, their other award, is a cloud product.
Yeah, and I think number 12 is also Windows only. So tell us about number 12.
Yeah, this is Needles 5. So this is another interesting backstory. A few years ago, I got word that Needles was going to launch Needles 5, and it never materialized. So it was vaporware, essentially. And a couple of years ago, the company changed hands, and there's a new CEO now named Ryan Pachter. I recently interviewed him in a Learn paper, and he completely reorganized the software development process there. They got Needles 5 out the door quickly. And in addition, they even added features like text messages that were not on the original roadmap.
Yeah, I get a lot of questions from law firms about the ability to text message their clients when it comes to reminders for appointments or things they need. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. The reason it's important for a product like Needles is a lot of their installed base are personal injury firms.
Yeah.
And so a lot of clients of personal injury firms, particularly if they're younger, may prefer using text messages instead of email.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. So I know that they've always sort of geared themselves toward PI. Have you found or did you learn during your interview with Ryan that they are able to accommodate other practice areas, or are they kind of sticking to we do personal injury?
They have clients all over the map. In fact, similar to Abacus Law, they have these elaborate, in their case, they call them case types, in which you can set up complex, you know, custom fields and other systems for many practice areas, not just personal injury. For example, I think they have a lot of bankruptcy lawyers using it as well. And so they're geared towards that practice area too.
Oh, excellent. Okay, well, good tip. I have not heard of number 11.
Not many people have because it's brand new. it literally just launched, I think, a few months ago. So, and we covered it right at the end of 2018. So this is Matters Cloud, lowercase matters dot capital cloud. And as the name is very suggestive, this is a cloud-based practice management program. The founder used to work at LexisNexis managing a product called LexisOne, which I don't think any Americans know about, but it's a popular practice management system in the UK that also delved into ERP or enterprise resource planning. Mm-hmm. And he left LexisNexis, started Matters Cloud. And true to his nature, Matters Cloud isn't just practice management software, but it's also a CRM system. So it goes along with this trend similar to Clio acquiring Lexicata, mm-hmm. of focusing on the part of the law practice prior to the client coming on board, which you know, of course, is an important and delicate process. You know, you want to make sure your sales funnel is humming. And so that's sort of its differentiator at this point in time.
And do you know, is it geared toward solo smalls, or is this a product that's probably looking at the middle market?
No, I would say this is geared at solo and small law firms.
Great. I love that. More options for everybody to learn from. Well, it looks like we're about to reach the top 10. So before we do that, we're just going to take a quick break, listen to some messages from our sponsors, and come back and cover the top 10.
Is your firm experiencing missed calls, empty voicemail boxes, and potential clients you'll never hear from again? Enter AnswerOne Virtual Receptionists. They're more than just an answering service. AnswerOne's available 24/7. They can even schedule appointments, respond to emails, integrate with Clio, and much more. AnswerOne helps make sure your clients have the experience they deserve. Give them a call at 1-800-ANSWER-1 or visit them at answerone.com/podcast for a special offer. CourtFiling.net, your solution for electronic filing in California, Illinois, Indiana, and Texas. CourtFiling.net provides a better e-filing experience so you can spend more time helping clients. Because they know that work sometimes happens after hours, CourtFiling.net offers 24/7 phone, email, and chat support. Visit them at CourtFiling.net to receive 30 days of unlimited, free electronic filings and see how you too can e-file court documents with ease. All right, we're back. Back to New Solo, and I'm Adriana Linares. With me today is Neil Squilanti of TechnoLawyer. Before we left off, we had covered the first 15 award recipients from TL Newswire's top 25 products of 2019, and now we're going to get into the top 10. This is exciting. Here's another one, Neil, that I hadn't heard of, BriefCatch, number 10.
Yes, this BriefCatch is one of several really interesting products out there in a new category that I call legal writing bots or legal writing checkers. And I think eventually everyone, even the best writers in the legal industry, are going to have to use products like this to make sure that their briefs are as well written as possible. So people out there may have heard of Grammarly, which is a similar app except focused on the general market. And Grammarly will run through whatever you've written, make suggestions. What Briefcatch does is it's focused on legal writing. And so it'll actually give you a score, 5 scores, when you submit your brief: reading happiness, sentence length, flow, punchiness, plain English, to make sure you're not using too much legalese. And you can then go, it also makes suggestions. You can accept or reject their suggestions and keep running it through that test, that scoring system again, until you actually have the perfect brief. So it's a no-brainer, even if you're a talented writer, to start running your briefs through Briefcatch.
And do you have any idea if it's cloud-based or Windows or Mac?
Currently, this works with Microsoft Word on Windows, so it's essentially an add-in.
Great.
And one thing I should note is, you know, why should you trust this software? The guy behind it, Ross Guberman, is a legal writing consultant, and he realized that he can only be in one place at one time. And so what he did is develop the software so you can essentially benefit from his experience without actually having him, you know, reading over your brief.
Cool. I've got that one starred to learn more about it. Tell me about number 9.
Number 9 is Centerbase. This is another of the all-in-ones. And in fact, this is their second year in a row winning the TL Newswire Top 25 Products Award. They won last year on the back of their document management system that they added. And they're winning this year because of the accounting system that they added. So similar to Firm Central, you don't need QuickBooks if you use Centerbase. Everything you need is in the software.
Awesome. Sounds good. What about number 8, one of our sponsors?
Number 8 is LawClerk, which is a personal favorite of mine. And you can think of LawClerk as the eBay of legal services. So on the one hand, you have solos and other lawyers who might want to expand their practice, but without the fixed cost of a full-time employee. And on the other hand, you have a lot of lawyers out there who are in between jobs or looking for an alternative career. And LawClerk is an online marketplace that connects the two. And so a solo can subcontract projects out to a lawyer that has the right skill set. And recently, LawClerk added a new feature in which you can put together a virtual team of your favorite freelancers. So you can effectively run a virtual law practice through LawClerk.
Yeah, I like it. We've had them on the podcast as well. So if this is something that sounds interesting to you, go back and listen to that podcast. We interviewed Greg, the one of the founders. Okay, number 7.
Yeah, this is the second award for NetDocuments, and this is ND Mail. You know, I love email, so I really like this product a lot.
You so love email?
I love email.
Oh, yeah. God, I hate email.
I think most people secretly love email, but we can debate that another time. So ND Mail is the winner here, and one of the problems with email, I'll admit there are some associated problems, is that a lot of quote-unquote documents nowadays are actually email messages, right?
Right?
So you want to store those email messages in your document management system. They're just as important as all the Word documents and PDF yeah. documents in there. And it's, so you know, to date, that's been a very clunky process in all of these document yeah. management systems, a very manual process. What ND Mail does is it uses artificial intelligence. So, because, you know, email is highly structured. It has a from, it has a to, it has a subject line, and so forth. And so looking at that data, it can figure out where you likely would want to file that email message. And if it's right, with one click, you're just done and automatically saves it. So this way, a colleague of yours can access important email messages.
I love that. I think, again, thinking about my clients and members here at the San Diego County Bar that come in to see me and looking for help with managing their matters, that for sure is probably the number one issue, is how do I deal with all the emails and make them part of the digital file. And so ND Mail sits inside of Outlook and helps you. Of course, at this point, unfortunately, it's designed and geared toward Windows users. So back over to DocMoto, if you're a Mac user, take a look at these two products and see if they help. What about number 6? This is another one I really love, and they integrate directly with NetDocuments.
Yeah, Symfony OCR is an interesting product because middleware isn't quite the right description, but for many years, people didn't even know they were running Symfony OCR because the product is often bundled with a document management product like WorldDocs or NetDocuments. But you know, lately, Trumpet, which is the name of the company, has been marketing Symfony OCR directly. But anyway, long story short is that according to Trumpet, roughly 30% of the documents in a law firm are dark. In other words, if you scan a document but you don't perform OCR on it, it's not searchable because it's just an image. And what Symphony OCR does is it just sits there in the background, automatically converting any documents like that to make them searchable. So this way, when you're searching through your document management system, or even just Windows, if you're not using a document management system, or the Finder, if you're using a Mac, it'll turn up all the documents when you put in those keywords.
Yeah, it's a great, great tool. Number five, SmartTime 5 is number five.
Yes, SmartTime 5. So traditionally, SmartTime is a time capture application that can automatically capture the time you spend working in documents. If you don't like that method of timekeeping, it offers all other forms of timekeeping as well. It really, no matter whether you like to reconstruct time, it has tools to help you figure out what you did and so on and so forth. But traditionally, it has been used only in the AMLaw 200 because it requires a server and maintenance and so forth. With version 5, they're now entering the small firm market with a cloud version. And so you no longer need to host the software at your firm and can access all the same tools that the big firms get to use.
Awesome. Neil, you've mentioned a lot of products that are geared towards solos and smalls, and I know you have a great newsletter for small law firms. Tell us about it. I almost forgot to ask you.
Yes, thanks. It's called Small Law. And if you work as a solo or in a small law firm, you got to get this newsletter. Each week, we curate links to the best podcasts and articles and even videos sometimes related to two of the most important topics for managing a small law firm, and that is law firm management and law firm marketing. It's really the only newsletter you need to stay on top of everything going on in the world of small law firms.
Great. So far, so good. But before we go on, let's take a quick break and listen to a message from some sponsors.
Law Clerk is where attorneys go to hire freelance lawyers. Whether you need a first year to perform legal research or a seasoned attorney to assist with a complicated appellate brief, Law Clerk has hundreds of freelance lawyers with every level of experience and expertise. There are no sign-up or monthly fees. Only pay the flat fee price you set. Increase your profits, not your overhead. Learn more at lawclerk.legal. Imagine what you could do with an extra 8 hours per week. That's how much time legal professionals save with Clio, the world's leading practice management software. With intuitive time tracking, billing, and matter management, Clio streamlines everything you do to run your practice from intake to invoice. Try Clio for free and then get a 10% discount for your first 6 months when you sign up with the code NEWSOLO10. That's NEWSOLO10. And do that at Clio.com, C-L-I-O.com. All right, we're back from our break. Thanks to our sponsors. Let's move down the list. And number four, an OG of practice management.
Yeah, at least 30 years of history behind this product. This is this is Perfect Practice, and they were at Legal Tech. So yeah, this is one of the legacy practice management systems, and you can pretty much do anything you want with it. It's known for being extremely flexible. So you can truly customize it to completely run your firm. One of their differentiators is something called Smart Fields that can auto-populate information based on other information that gets entered into the software. So it can automate various processes. And along with that automation are things like checklists and workflows as well.
Great. Yeah, I like that. I think one of the things I always try to push and remind lawyers is as they're building and modernizing their practice, you want to get input one time and then be able to push that information into as many other workflows, documents, or places as possible. So I think that's critical.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Now, number three has a funny spelling, but it's probably going to be pronounced current.
Current. That's right. It's K-U-R-E-N-T. This is owned by Tabs 3 Software. So this is their second award. So Tabs 3, as I mentioned, is rock solid billing and accounting software, but it runs on Windows. And so a couple years ago, the company set out to create a lighter weight billing product that runs in the cloud for smaller firms. And the result of that is Current. And we covered Current has such a rapid development cycle now that we actually reported on it twice last year, initially at the beginning of the year when it launched, and then later when they added trust accounting. And so they've been on a tear adding new features. And one other point to add is recently Tabs 3 software acquired Cosmolex.
Mm-hmm.
So they now have a solution for pretty much every aspect of the market. So you've got Current for very small firms and solos that just want billing software. You've got Cosmolex for any size firm that wants all-in-one cloud software. And then you've got the legacy Tabs 3 and Practice Master for companies that want Windows-based software.
Cool. Great. That sounds good. We love those guys at Tabs. Oh, Document Assembly is one, is like the holy grail of document management. Tell us about number two.
Yeah. So the last, the top two ranked products here are both Document Assembly. And so perhaps we are finally entering the golden age of document automation. So number two is Hotdocs Advance. And this is another win for Abacus Next, which recently acquired Hotdocs. So Hotdocs is, the leading document automation software out there. And there's really nothing you can't do with it. In fact, it's not only widely used in the legal market, but also other markets like finance, including big banks. So the downside traditionally has been that you kind of needed to hire a consultant or developer to create templates for you. So the big change with Hotdocs Advance is they've hidden all the code behind a very easy to use system where, anyone who's technically proficient can actually create templates without having to hire an outside consultant. And so that's a major step forward without giving up any of the functionality.
Excellent. I love that. And that has always been the problem with Hotdocs, was that you really needed a developer to help you not just build it, but then keep it alive. So that's really good news for those of us that are interested in document assembly. Okay. Drum roll, please. I'm not a good drum roller, but let's pretend. Number one.
Number one is a product from Infoware called WordDA. And this is quite an accomplishment because a sibling product of theirs called WordLX was the number one winner last year. So WordDA is a Microsoft Word add-in that essentially transforms Microsoft Word into a document assembly tool. So you can create templates, you can store clauses, and so you can very rapidly assemble whatever, a will, a trust, a real estate contract, using various clauses and these templates. And when you pair it with WordLX, which is not required, it actually gains more power. For example, let's say you make a mistake, you put in the wrong person's name. If you have WordLX running as well, WordLX will store everything you've entered so that you can just change the mistake and it'll automatically change it everywhere in the document.
That's great. The more that I can get lawyers to learn about and use Word better and more easily, the happier I become. So that sounds like another great product that I hope people follow up on.
Yeah, it's essentially a feature that Microsoft should have added if it cared more about the legal market.
Yeah, I love that. It's true. Well, cool, Neil. That was fun. That was the whole lot of them.
Thanks for counting them down with me. I appreciate it.
No, that was great. I wanted to just real quick sort of review that you had a chart that you sent along with this, and that 24% of the interest of your readers was in practice management programs as far as, well, I guess you can tell me a little bit more about this chart. It would make more sense if you told us, because you had 24% for practice management and accounting and billing, and then everything else was a little bit smaller, but it's just interesting that that core practice management and running your law firm better is really where the big interest lays.
Yeah, let me start with a little plug. This podcast has been awesome and very grateful for you inviting me on to run through these, but do not miss our announcement. Make sure you subscribe to TL Newswire, where you can read about all these products. And of course, we'll link to their websites. And in that issue of TL Newswire will be this chart that Adrian is referring to, in which the chart categorizes all the different products. So yeah, the big two categories, not surprisingly, are accounting and billing products and practice management. But what I really like about this year's winner is that you have a lot of products. Well, let me use the word solo, a lot of solo categories.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a legal writing product, a legal research product, collaboration, backup software, OCR, virtual law firms with Law Clerk. And one of the other big categories, of course, is document automation, which were the top two spots, as well as document management, which we've been talking about throughout the awards.
I love it. I feel like there's a growing interest, and maybe it just comes from having more information and resources like TechnoLawyer, where lawyers are starting to learn about an ecosystem of products that can help build their practices better. And you've got almost everything covered here.
Yeah, no, you definitely could use these awards as a roadmap for the products that you might want to cobble together for your law firm to help it run more efficiently.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much, Neil, for coming on. I absolutely appreciate it. Before I let you go, do you want to give everyone a little find friend or follow TechnoLawyer information? Should they go looking for where to learn more?
Sure. Just search Google for TechnoLawyer and you'll find us, or just enter technolawyer.com in your favorite web browser.
Excellent. Well, thanks everyone for listening to another great episode of New Solo on Legal Talk Network. If you've liked what you've heard today, we would certainly love for you to subscribe, rate us, and give us a good review on iTunes. We'll see you next time. And remember, you're not alone. You're New Solo.
Thanks for listening to New Solo with host Adriana Linares. Tune in again to learn more about how to successfully run your new practice solo here on Legal Talk Network. The views expressed by the participants of this program are their own and do not represent the views of, nor are they endorsed by, Legal Talk Network, its officers, directors, employees, agents, representatives, shareholders, and subsidiaries. None of the content should be considered legal advice. As always, consult a lawyer.
If you're a lawyer running a solo or small firm and you're looking for other lawyers to talk through issues you're currently facing in your practice, join the Unbillable Hours Community Roundtable, a free virtual event on the third Thursday of every month. Lawyers from all over the country come together and meet with me, lawyer and law firm management consultant Christopher T. Anderson, to discuss best practices on topics such as marketing, client acquisition, hiring and firing, and time management. The conversation is free to join, but requires a simple reservation. The link to RSVP can be found on the Unbillable Hour page at LegalTalkNetwork.com. We'll see you there.